Okay, Rabosai, we are a couple of small little sugyas, but I think what to talk about. So the Gemara identifies a brisa. There are four special dinim, unique dinim when it comes to Eidim Zomim, Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, Golos, Kofer, and Eved Ivri. And then the Gemara says, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Af Ein Meshaman Al Pi Atzman. Also, we have a din, Rabbi Akiva teaches us, Ein Meshaman Al Pi Atzman. So, first of all, just to note, is there a implicit machlokas in the brisa? When you have four dinim, and then Rabbi Akiva says it's a fifth din. So I think that would imply, to me it implies, that there's a hidden Rabbanan to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a fifth halacha, which implies that there's a Rabbanan to Rabbi Akiva. So just a keep that in mind. And then there's a Rashi over here. And if you learn Maseches Makos, first paragraph, well, you will see Rashis like this appear. I gave you one other one. You see Rashis like this appear at least another two or three times in this perek, and you just got to keep your eye on it. When you see patterns, then you got to like notice the pattern. So Rashi over here writes, "An Rabbi Akiva, ein mesham pi atzman im huzmu bebezdin velo hispik baldin lahamidan badin al hazamasan at sheborchu ubo bebezdin acher vahodu shohuzne bezdin ploni ulakamam mefarish taima." So says Rashi, what's this case over here about of Ein Mesham Alpi Atzman? Is that if these Eidim Zomim were found to be Zomim, and then what happened? And then what happened? And then what happened? Eid Zomim, they're found to be Eidim Zomim. They're found to be Eidim Zomim. Huzma Bebezin, meaning, I'm sorry, Huzma Bebezin. They testified falsely in Bezin. And then what happened? The Baal Din is not giving testimony.
The Baal Din is saying that he's that they're Eidim Zomim, and then they go
again.
They run away to another Eidim.
Okay, so Yehuda, correct, but let's just tighten it up. The Rashi says they were Huzam, meaning they testified falsely, and before something happened, they ran away. Before what happened? Not the second Aiden. Before the Baldin came along, Lahamidan Badin. Lashon Rashi. Velo hispik Baldin Lahamidan Badin Al Hazamasam Atche Borchu. So what didn't happen? And then they took off.
They didn't falsely accuse them.
You're missing the right word. You're missing the right word. There wasn't a Gemara Din, that's true. But why wasn't there a Gemara Din yet? What didn't happen? I'm reading, do me a favor, just listen to what I'm reading. I'm trying. Velo hispik bal din lahamidan badin al hazamasa. Who is the bal din? The Nidon is the Baldin. So the Nidon has not yet, in modern language, summoned them to trial. Summoned them to trial. Rabosai. This Rashi is an astounding Chiddush. What is the Chiddush of this Rashi? Astounding. Yes, Daniel?
There's two different... like trials. The first one is becoming...
That's not a Chiddush. I know that.
If you did something, then...
You did before they were needed.
Who is the plaintiff in an Eidim Zomim case? The answer is the Nidon. Who would I have thought is the plaintiff in a Eidim Zomim case? Bezdin. Bezdin. Is the world of Eidim Zomim, is it a plaintiff? What's a plaintiff? It's the person who is the toveya. The toveya, the accuser. In a criminal case in secular law. In a criminal case in secular law, who's the plaintiff? The state. It's the state versus. In a case of malchus, nefashos, etc., you kill someone, you brought to Bezdin, you brought to trial. Who's the plaintiff? Bezdin is the plaintiff. The state is the plaintiff. What's the chiddush over here of this Rashi? Rashi is telling you that in this case, lo hispik baldin lahamidim badin is who's the plaintiff, so to speak. The baldin is the plaintiff. And if he has not yet brought him to trial, he has not, if you will, quote unquote, pressed charges. And then they ran away and they were moida in another bezdin, they're put.
But how could the baldin press charges if you need other, I'm saying, that's not the way that they become zoned.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. The Baldin has to say, make an accusation, make a taina, then Aiden have to come in and make him into Zomimim, and that's how the case works. That's what Rashi's saying. One second. I have another Rashi. I'll tell you the point. Give me a second. There's another sugya I asked you to take a look at. Look at the sugya on Daf Hamed Aleph. We're going to have to spend a lot of time in this sugya. I'm going to do it quickly right now, but we're not going to do it inside. The Gemara basically says that in the case of Eidim Zomim, let's go simple case. You have two Eidim that testify that Reuven killed Shimon. You found the Eidim Zomim. What do you do to the two Eidim? You kill both of them. They only wanted to kill one guy. How many get killed? Both. They testify that Reuven is Chai of Malchus. What do you do to them? You give them both a full set of Malkus. They testify, Reuven owes Shimon $200. What do you do to them? Each one pays $100. So the Gemara asks the obvious kasha. Now, I can't ask the kasha about Misa, because you can't give half a Misa. So that's not a kasha. But you can divide Malkus. And you can divide Mama. So the Gemara asks, why is it that when it comes to Malkus, you don't divide it, and when it comes to mammon, you divide it? So the Gemara gives a couple of answers, but we're going to focus on the second answer. So Rava says, ba'inan, and it's a very cryptic answer. This Gemara is very, very logically difficult. Rava amar, ba'inan kasha zamam la'asos la'achiv aleka. You can't go ahead and give half malchus, because they wanted to give what? Full malchus. And if you give half malchus to each, that is a chisaronin kasha zamam. Frek the Gemara, Ihachi Mamanami. But my Maman also. If you get half-half, it's a Chisaronin. It's a Chisaronin Kasha Zama. Because you're going half-half. So the Gemara answers a cryptic line. Maman Mitztarev. Malkus Lo Mitztarev. Maman, yep. 100 plus 100 equals 200. Maman is Mitztarev. So that, you can go ahead and each aid will pay half. But Malkus is Eino Mitztarev. Is Eino Mitztarev. And 20 plus 20 does not equal 39. 19 and a half plus 19 and a half does not equal 39. That is what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara mean? When we learn Daf Hey in Mitzvah Shem, a couple of weeks, we'll explain this Gemara in detail. But I want to focus on a Rashi. Rashi says as follows. What's the difference between Malkus and Mamon? Mamon mitztarif. And Rashi writes, V'hare kibel ma shirotzu lahafsido ben kula. Hare kibel ma shirotzu lahafsido ben kula. In other words, where does the money end up?
The guy.
It ends up by the guy. And since it ends up by the guy, the money is being directed to the Nidon. In his hands, it's mitztarif. At the end of the day, how much was he intending to be lost? 200. How much is he getting? 200. There's tziruf in the hands of the Nidon. Mash'ein came when it comes to what? Malkus? Who's the chiv Malkus to? It's on them. Is there a counterparty, so to speak, to the Chiv Malkus? No. So to go ahead and give this one 19.5 and that one 19.5? No. They wanted to give the Neon 39. They're not getting 39. And if there's no avenue for Tziruf and Mamela, Mamon is Mitztarev, Malkus is not. Now, it seems to me that these two Rashis must be read hand in hand. And that is that Yeah, he's the plaintiff. And where's the money going? It's going to him. And once it's going to him, so then in his hands, it's about him. He is intended to lose 200. He's going to get back 200, and you're good to go. That's what Rashi is suggesting. Now, fellas, Rabosai, the Yireim has a big problem over here. The Sefer Yireim is one of the Bali Ataisis, Rav Lozmi Mitz, and he asks the Kasha, Lo Yadati, Minayin Laomer Shamom and Lamisha Idu Alav. Achreshu Knas. Rabo says it's a Knas. If it's a Knas, then who gets it? It should go to Bezdin. And what is Bezdin going to do with it? Whatever they want. They'll pave streets. They'll, whatever they want to do, they could do. Where do you come off as a Knas that it should go to Bezdin? They give it to whoever they want, as we find by Chomesh. The Karen goes to Balaam. Chomesh will call Misha Yurtse. I disagree with Rashi. He doesn't quote Rashi, but I said I don't understand where Rashi is coming from. I don't know where he gets off thinking that it goes to the needle. So that's a good question. It's a good question.
If it didn't go to the needle, then how would we care about that? Why would it be able to be split up? The whole point is if now it's about the needle and getting the 200, it just wants to taste them.
Your point being. What's your point?
My point is that like it makes perfect sense
in Rashi. I stand. Rashi is developing a vision. But Mehech Tesei. Why should that be? And you'll tell me, well, that's what the Gemara here says, Mama Mitztari. That's not what the Gemara says. Rashi is giving a pshat in the Gemara. I can give you three other pshatim in the Gemara. So what's the idea? Why is it that the Baal Din is the Nidon and he gets the money? Where does that come from? Where does that come from? I want to skip for a minute to Gimel in the Marma Komos, end of the Gemara. Again, it's really the same sugi. So the Gemara now says, "My time of Rabbi Akiva." And Kasaber Knasu, Uknas Ein Meshalem Al Pi Atzmo. The basis of Rabbi Akiva Shita is that Kasher Zaman is a Knas, and when it comes to Knas, we have a rule: Mode the Knas is Potter. I'm a Rava Teda. Now, what does Rava do? Rava says Teda no Shaharei Lo Asa Maisa. What did the Edom Zaman do? What did they do? They talked. They gave Eidus. They lied. Gevaldik. Did they even lie? Did they lie?
Yeah, what?
Did they lie? I'm asking. Did they lie? Yeah. Did the Eidim Zom lie? Yeah. How do you know? How do you know? Because other Eidim said, you're with us. So maybe they lied. Maybe those other Eidim are lying. Okay, but... Rabosai, is it so clear to you that we should believe the second God of Eden over the first God of Eden? Is it so clear? Is the Gemara in Bava Kama Ayin Beis, famous Gemara. Machlokas Abayin Rava. Are Edom Zomim, let's say we didn't kill them, we don't kill them. Are they Kusher Pusle Edus? Pusle Edus. From when? Are they Pusle Edus Lemafreya? From the time they got their false testimony, or are they only pasul edus mikan lahaba when they became edim zomim? So the answer is machlokas abai and rava. How do we pass machlokas abai and rava throughout shas? Like rava, except in six cases. What are the six cases? Yal kegam. What's the ayin of yal kegam? Edim zomim. We pass like abaye that edim zomimim. Mikan ulehabahu nifsal. Why? So the Gemara says something amazing. Because Eidim Zomimim is a chidush. And Ein lechabo ela mishas chidusha. It's a chidush, and therefore you only go from the point of the chidush. What's the point of the chidush? If the point of the chidush is when? is when the second Edim, when it became Edim Zon. Why is Edim Zon a Chiddush? What's the Chiddush of Edim Zon? Because at the end of the day, it's two versus two. And who do we believe?
The second
Kaddish. So Rabba adds to this Chiddush. Amar Rabba, Teda, Sherei Lo Osu Maisa, V'neherogin U'meshalmin. And who gets the... you kill them, they have to pay, and what do? They didn't do anything. They gave Vedus, but they didn't do anything. And now watch this. Amar Rav Nachman, Teda, Sherei Mamon Biyad Bailin U'meshalmin. What does that mean? What's that Teda, Rav Nachman? What's the Teda, Rav Nachman? No?
That there's money still in the Midian's hands.
Has the Midian lost money? No. They accused him, but at the end of the day, Kasha Zambalo, Kasha Asa, he still got the money. And who's paying? Aiden Zon have to pay. So what does that mean that Aiden Zon is for sure? It's a knas. Because there was no loss, and they have to pay. That's for sure a knas, and game over. Like, it's like, Rabbi Akiva is so compelling. That in fact, I am somewhat flummoxed how anyone can argue Rabbi Akiva. This is the ABCs of Hilchos Knossos. What's the difference between Mammon and Knas? A payment that is in excess of financial loss is Knas. This is in excess of financial loss. It's Knas. Game over. And now that it's a Knas, why is it going to who? To the Nidon. It should go to whoever. Like. So, I want to suggest Tupshat.
Why
either? Rabbanan, how can they say Mammon? What's Pshat? And then you see, if I were to ask you, bottom line, Eden Zon, Knas or Mammon, what's the answer? It's Knas. But it's a Knas that's going to the Nidah. So like, that sound, it's like this schizophrenic, androgynous, hybrid. What?
There are other Knas that go to the one who's accused of.
Good, like what? Okay, good. So it's not totally foreign. Right. Yeah, fair. Okay. So now let's talk about it. So I'm gonna say my pshat, which I don't think is such a fancy pshat. Simple, plain vanilla pshat. And then I want to share with you Rav Elchanan's pshat. So let's start with my pshat. Anyone have an idea? Yes, Yehuda Wiles.
I'll take a shot at it. I think maybe because just the initial, like, the detrimental loss that he feels. So because of that, it's not a physical loss. It's, you cause...
You're getting emotional.
Yeah.
You're getting emotional.
I want to say what I'm going to say.
It's not a fancy pshat. It has its limitations. But I think I'm not going to give you a lumdus here. I'm just telling you. I'm going to give you a description of how Chazal formulated Kasher Zama. And the way I think it's been formulated is, it's seen as, at least in a Mammon's case, it's seen as an attack on the Nidah. There is a, I'll call it, Aiden using the judicial system to attack the Nidah. And as such, I'll call it, listen carefully, I'm going to use the same language I used yesterday. Its form is Knas, but its substance is Mammon. And since its substance is Mammon, so what's the role of the Nidon? He's been attacked. Aiden Zon, you use the judicial system to attack him, either financially, Malchus, or whatever. So it's on him to be a Toveya. The money is going to go to him. it's similar to onus mafate. Onus mafate is a knas klape the perpetrator. But it's seen as, yes, you did something wrong here. You wronged someone. It might not be a wrong that has classic mumminous proportionality, but you wronged someone. You're a mazik someone, and therefore the nizak becomes the recipient and might even be required to be toveya. That is what I'm suggesting is pshat in the sugya. Rav Elchanan gives a fancier pshat. A fancier pshat, which I want to learn with you together quickly because it is the basis of a very, very well-known Rav Chaim. Rav Elchanan was a Talmud Rav Chaim, and in Brisk, they develop a very fancy idea. It'll come up later on as well. But there's a sugya later on Daf Heyim and Beis, Vav Med Aleph, a crazy sugya, wild sugya. And the Gemara has the following scenario. And then I'm going to set up a problem. And then I'm going to learn the Rav Elchanan with you. What's this problem? What's more powerful? Three verses, two Eidim. Same. So the Gemara says, why does the Torah write, Al Pishnayim O Shlosha Eidim? Why does that have to say, Al Pishnayim O Shlosha? So it's going to teach us something. What's it going to teach us? Okay, so you have a number of different limudim in the Mishnah, and one of the limudim is, we are making the nitfal la'ovre avera ke'ovre avera. He who is secondary to the over avera, he's going to be like the over avera. Even the third aid is going to be like the first two aid. Do we need the third aid?
No.
So now, there's a lot of pshat, I know what that means. I'm going to share with you the pshat of the Rimi Gash. It is a crazy pshat. One of the most wildest shitas you'll ever hear in your entire life. It says like this. You have three can come and testify that Reuven killed Shimon. In Chicago, noon. Two other Aiden come and say, what are you talking about? You two, three Aiden, ABC. A and B were with us in New York on that day at noon. So you couldn't have been in Chicago. Says the Rimi Gash. A and B are found to be Eidim Zomim. C is not found to be an Eidim Zomim. And says the Rimi Gash, we kill A, we kill B, and we kill C. Holy smokes. I did not make that up. We make the nitfa la'ovre avera ke'ovre avera. You're part of the cat. The cat. Don't do that.
It is,
but that's not the pshat in the Rimi Gash. That's a nice Musar idea, and it's true. It's not the pshat in this sukkah.
You have bad friends, you're going to die.
So
how do we convict the two if they're...
That is the Rimi Gash. We'll get to that sukkah. Now, with that background, let's learn the Kovetz Shu. Kovetz Shu is source Bayes 2. So the Kovetz Shu says... The time of Durabanan de Eidzome Mamona Lichora Hutamua Ma'od. How can you possibly maintain that Eidzome is Mamon? Dare call Hamashalin. Yet on Mashihizik Uknas. The Enocha yet on Mashihizik Mizer. So he's a cloud, Umashalin. How can Eidzome be Chayav Mamon? He didn't do any Hezek. Why is he Chayav Mamon? Why is it called Mamon according to Rabban? But Hine. Besanhejan Samachei, Hoel Vieshnan Biriya. So the Gemara says that Eid and Zomer are doing Re'iyah. Uperish Rashi, strange Rashi, Iker Chiyuva Bo Al Yedei HaRe'iyah Shemeidim Shiro. What did the Eidim do at the end of the day? They claimed to have seen, and they testified falsely.
When they testified, they're saying that they were...
They say they saw,
and they're
and they're lying.
When they say they saw, I'm saying in that case, it's like the third one was...
Hold on. One second. V'ri'iya lespa maisa, and after kol yespa maisa, ri'iya lespa maisa. And Rashi says the ikar chiv is on the ri'iya, followed by hagada, lespa maisa. And what are we doing to these Eidim? What are we doing to the Eidim? We're killing them. We're malchusing them. Based on what? Ri'iya? That's against everything we know. It's against everything we know. Moreover, sharei chiyuvan hu b'shvil hagadosim b'kol. Uver Rambam Perek Bet Chof Halacha Hilchos Edus. He says something else. Weird statement, guys. He says Ein Le Edim Zom Shkaga Lefisha Ein Bahen Maisa. There is no such thing as shogeg by Edim Zomim. Why? Because now, what does that mean? Like, what is that? What does that mean? I don't understand. What does that mean? Lefichach Ein Tzrichan Hasra. What's the whole purpose of Hasra? To tell you if you did a b'mezid or a b'shoigeg. Well, there's no mitzvah of Edim Zomim, so you don't need Hasra. Let's say Edim Zomim did not know that there's an issur to be Edim Zomim. They didn't know. And they did it anyway. They were shogegs all the way. You're going to put him to death?
Yeah.
Sure, no problem, because there's no such thing as shogeg by Edim Zomim. What? They ain't a move on. Matam yesh bazel lefisha ein ban maisa lefika he's chayv v'shkoga because there's no maisa you should be chayv in a shogeg. Ma, what's going on?
Doesn't
Rega
giving their testimony?
Rega. So he says, and then he says, ulai kavanat aram lechalak meidim zomim lechol chiv onshem demchol chiyuvim shogeg maisa. By every other avery get punished as a maisa. For a maisa lo yuchal lechayv ki im betznaim you do it. And she made of asra, but Edim Zomim leka ma'isa mechayv klal. What's the ma'isa mechayv Edim Zomim?
The
Re'iyah. It's not a ma'isa. The Haggadah. It's not a ma'isa. Why are they chayv? So he says magic. It's magic. There's a magic. It's lamdasha magic. Look at these words. The words, I don't even say what he's talking about. Elachiyuv hiknu lahem in ha-shamayim. Chiyuv Hiknu lahem min ha shamay. What does hiknu mean? They got a kinyan. They were kind of a chiyuv min ha shamay. What? Like that sounds like metaphysical. What? And then he says words that we are familiar with. No, this is what it means. Da chiyuv shechal al hanidon al yedei hagmardin miskalgel al ha'edin. Vehem kamo yoshim es achiv shel hanida. So let me tell you what they say in Brisk. I'll explain that kasha, and then I'm going to tie it into this kosher, because this is what I think he's driving. I will say, what's the maisa hamachayev of Edim Zomim? The answer is, there is. Edim Zomim is a chidush. Why you believe in the second cut of the first cut? It's a chidush. It's a tremendous chidush. Why are we killing them, giving them malchus? There's no hasra. What is going on? So Rav Chaim suggested there is something called, listen carefully, there's no ma'aseh mechayev. The chidush HaTorah is there is something called a shame Eid Zomim, which means once you are halachically classified as an Eid Zomim, you get Dine Eid Zomim. All you need is to meet the halachic classification of Eid Zomim. It's not, you're not chai from Maisa. Because if you're chai from Maisa, what do you need to be chai from Maisa? Hasra. You're not chai from Maisa. That third age. You know why he's chayv misa? Because he's part of a cot of Edim Zomim. He has a shame Edim Zomim. How did he develop a shame Edim Zomim? Because once the other two are Edim Zomim, that turns this cot into a cot of Edim Zomim. And what's the mechayev for this cot of Edim Zomim? The din is kashas on vests. If the chiv was because of the maisa ha'avera, edu sheker, you have no evidence that this guy lied sheker. But that's not the mechayev. The mechayev is shame eid zomim. That's why you don't need asra. That's why the third guy can be chayev. That's why, by the way, what did Rava say? When are you pasul edus? When are you pasul edus when you are found to be an eid zomim? Rava says, Lemafreya. That makes a lot of sense. You should be pasul lemafreya. Why are you pasul lemafreya? Because that's when you did the what? the maisa, quote unquote, of edus. That's when he did the agadas edus. But that's not when you pasul edus. Why pasul edus? You only pasul edus now, because edus is a chiddush. What happened now? What happened now? Now is when you got a shame, eight zone. Okay, that's the mechayev of kasha zone, shame eight zone. I'm nothing yet. So now that you have a shame eight zone, what is the consequence? What's the consequence? So normally you have specific punishments. You ate treif, you get malchus. You killed someone, you chayev misa, mechal shabbos, you chayev misa. Here, no, what did you do to him? What did you do to him? What does the shame eight zomim do? It says, whatever you did to him. Now, as we've discussed, Gemar Din transfers. Whatever you did to him, that Gemar Din, now vests on you. You said Reuben is chayav to Shimon $200. What was that chiv that you wanted to impose? What was that chiv you wanted to impose? It was a chiv mamon. So when that chiv now applies to you, what's its character? Its character is a chiv mamon. It's a chiv mamon. Because, yeah, or what? If you accuse him of a chiv knas, then you get knas. If you accuse him of a chiv mamon, so how does it transfer to you? It transfers to you as a chiyuv mamon. And I said it's a different shot at the end. I said that. And therefore, what now I'm using now Rav Hanan to kind of layer on what I was saying. So the form of the chiyuv is a chiyuv knas. No, but it, or whatever. The but the substance is a... The form is knas. Because you're paying more than you owe. But the substance is mammon, because all you're doing is you're transferring the chiyuv that you wanted him to get. That Gemar Din gets to you. That Gemar Din is a chiyuv mammon. Let's see inside. Let's see what he says. Okay, but the opposite, but same idea. Vehein kamo yoshes hachiyuv shanidon v'zui chavanas rashi. Ikar hachiyuv hu al yedei shemeidim shiro'u v'chiyuvo dekashazom lasas achu dechayev dehachiyuv shenigmar al achiv nofil ala edim. And kevan de al achiv Hayachiv mamon velo knas memela gam ha'edim hu chiv mamon. So what I'm suggesting is, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is in evaluating whether a person can be mode bekasha zama. Do we say mode bekasha zama is potter or not? Rabbi Akiva says yes, because he characterizes it as a knas. Because at the end of the day, he is going to look at its form. The form, you pay more than you owe, that's a knas form, and therefore your mode be knas is potter. And what do the Chacham say? Chacham say, yeah, but what's being transferred is be'etzah, in substance, is a chiv mamon. And as a chiv mamon, that's its character. And therefore, hamode be mamon is going to be chayev. They're going to be rejecting that. And the Rashi, which says that you need the Baal Din to be Toveya, and the fact that Mamon Mitzdaref is all reflecting this idea that yes, because at the end of the day, the substance of the Chiyuv continues to be a Chiyuv Mamon. We'll stop here.